Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Yesterday, we began a message I've entitled, How to Encourage Yourself in the Lord, and to find out some principles that David used when times were really difficult, when he was running from Saul, knowing that Saul was intent on killing him. He fled. This is mentioned in 1 Samuel, the 27th chapter, that first verse. He says, I need to get out of the land of Israel because Saul is determined to kill me. And so he goes to King Achish in Gath, and he requests a small city called Ziklag, where he and his men and their families could live. And Achish is certainly willing to do that. And in chapter 29, that first verse, it says, the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Aphek, and the Israelites pitched by a fountain, which is in Jezreel. And so David was willing to, and his men, passed on behind Achish. And then the princes of the Philistines said, What are these Hebrews doing here? And Achish said, oh, well, this is David. He's the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, which hath been with me these days or these years, and I have found no fault in him since he fell unto me unto this day. And the princes of the Philistines were wroth. They were angry with him and said unto King Achish, make this fellow return, that he may go again to his place, which thou hast appointed to him. In other words, don't. He's not going to come with us to battle, because in the battle he could be an adversary to us. For wherewith should he reconcile himself unto his master? Should it not be with the heads of these men? So Achish called David and said, surely as the Lord liveth, thou hast been upright, and thy going out and thy coming in with me in the host is good in my sight. For I have not found evil in thee since the day of thy coming unto me, this unto this day. Nevertheless, the lords of the Philistines favor thee not. In other words, they're not happy that you're here. So in verse 7, he says, wherefore now return and go in peace, that thou displease not the lords of the Philistines. And so David's objecting, and so in verse 9, Achish says, he says to David, I know that thou art good in my sight as an angel of God. Notwithstanding, the princes of the Philistines have said, he shall not go up with us to the battle. So he says, in the morning, get up early and return to Ziklag. And so in chapter 30, let me read verses 1 through 3. And it came to pass, when Ziklag and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag and had smitten Ziklag, where they had lived, burned it with fire, and they took away all their loved ones. The women were captive, and everyone was carried away, their families. So David and his men came to the city. Behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. And so what was the response? Well, David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice. These were seasoned men of war, and wept until they had no more power to weep. They were devastated. It was just the cruelest and worst possible fate that they could have experienced, as they were fighting, if you will, doing what they should do. And here they come back and their families are taken. Verse 5 said, and David's two wives were taken captives. Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. This is what I want you to hear. David was greatly distressed, not just for the situation, but his comrades, the people, spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people were grieved. We're talking about his army, the mighty men of war, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Here he was facing, the worst possible scenario, and it looks like he's going to be stoned. I mean, they were angry at him because they would not have been in this situation had they not been following David. Verse 7 says, David said to the priest, Abiathar, and who was Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And so that was accomplished. David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And it was a positive answer. He answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. That was a good word. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, and he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook. They just didn't have the strength for battle. So of his 600 men, 400 went on, and then they found an Egyptian in the field. I won't take time to read all that. But he tells them where they were. He said, will you bring me down to this company? And he says, well, promise me you're not going to kill me or give them back to them. And he promises, and when he, the Egyptian, had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of the great spoil that they'd taken out of the land of Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And verse 17, and David smote them from twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And this is the important thing. Verse 18, David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters nor spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And not only that, he took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle, and said, this is David's spoil. So not only was everything that belonged to them returned, but he also took a spoil of livestock. And so I have read a lot of scripture, but to give you the plot line, the story of what was going on, it was a very desperate situation. Those closest to David were so sad, were so upset at his leadership, that they were ready to stone him. So how can we encourage ourselves in the Lord? Many times, obviously, we're not in the exact situation that David was. We're not headed to warfare, except spiritually, but we have to follow the example that he said. It said David encouraged himself in the Lord. It says, again, chapter 30, verse 6, the people were grieved and spake of stoning him because of the soul of all the people was grieved. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. So the first thing, I'd like to share three things that God spoke to my heart. First of all, don't look to others for encouragement. Instead of help, they just might stone you. Remember in chapter 2, as David was fleeing from Saul, there was a small army that gathered with David at the cave of Adullam. And there were his brethren, his father's house, everyone in distress and debt, discontented. It said that they gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. These were those who became David's mighty men of valor. In 1 Chronicles, the 12th chapter, verse 18, it goes to list as they were coming to him, and they're giving great detail by the name of all the Gadites that had separated themselves unto David in the hold. And it says, there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold of David. David went out to meet them, answered and said unto them, if ye come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. But if ye come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there's no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. And the Spirit of the Lord came on Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and said, thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Peace, peace be unto thee, and peace to thine helpers. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. So these were mighty men of war. They had joined themselves with common purpose. They were friends. And yet, what do we see? That these were the very ones who turned on him and spoke of stoning him and blaming him for the situation he was in. That's the bottom line. They blamed David. And you know, let's just look at it this way. We can relate to our own lives. Have you ever been blamed for something or been rejected because of your stand for the Lord? Look at David. Obviously, if he was the man of God he should have been, this would have never happened. He should have had the mind of the Lord. Actually, he did. he's the priest. It was obviously some lack, some failure on his part that such a horrendous tragedy befell them all. This was when they discovered Ziklag had been burned, their loved ones taken. And if God really was with David, there would have been divine protection, etc., etc., etc. Many times in your own personal life, you may be held responsible for what has happened. Others may misunderstand you. But as I bring this broadcast to a close, we'll continue tomorrow. God knows your heart. And so the important thing, what do? We go to God. Hallelujah. Well, my time is gone, and we'll pick this up tomorrow at this same time. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. If you're feeling all alone and no one understands you, the Lord does, and I would be privileged to pray for you. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me and for your prayer support. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.